Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Heart to Heart with Christy Radio Show. I want to thank each and every one of you tonight for joining me for this special conversation. And who do you love? Today is National Love Day, and no matter where you live, it's National Love Day. So thanks again for joining me. I know it's going to be a really special time because sometimes we have those feelings in our heart that we want to tell somebody we love them, but never really had the opportunity to. Tonight is your chance. And I'd like to make that happen for you right here. So if you'd like to speak, one of the things I'd like you to do is say your name, where you're from, and tell somebody that you love them. And on the other hand, I'd like you to ask that person to be your Valentine. Or now, if somebody is in your family or something that you're telling you love them tonight, which is possible, ask somebody else to be your Valentine. It's totally up to you. This is Chrissy with the Heart to Heart radio show, and I want to thank you. I really want to thank you for being my Valentine tonight. Any callers, I'm just going to give just a couple minutes, but if you'd like to press 1, as soon as you guys start showing, the engineer will go ahead and cue you in, and I would love to hear who you love and who you'd like to be your Valentine. To tell my mom, I love you, Jenny. You're my heart and soul, and thank you for everything you've ever done. I'd like to tell my daughters, Janae, Salisa, Angelise, and Kehlani, I love you so much, always and forever. And I'd like to tell my grandbabies, Alaya, Davina, and Josiah, Nana loves you with all her heart and soul. And I'm going to say to all of you, all my friends, listeners, thank you so much. And I love you, and be my Valentine. Won't you be my Valentine? This is a very special month. Love is in the air. There's so many things that are in our heart and our souls, our minds and our bodies. And what a special day to choose for this conversation to go on. I'm really looking forward to hearing who you love and to hear that real emotion come out and why you love. But thank you. Chrissy with the Heart to Heart radio show. I'm having a little difficulty hearing you, so if you want to go ahead and press 1, see if that will put you on the line. That would be awesome. Well, I just want to make sure that, you know, we have people in our lives that we see every day. We smile from afar. Sometimes we giggle inside. If you get that feeling when you're talking to somebody, that means you love them. That's something that you've never giggled about before. You can, if you look at somebody, you've been talking to them and enjoying them, and, you know, you're wondering if you love them. If you get that little giggly feeling inside, the little bubbles going, make sure you tell them. Make sure you tell them how you feel. Make sure you tell them you love them. If it's your mom, it's your theas, your aunts, your uncles, your grandparents, it's never too late. If unless you don't see it, please make sure we're telling each other how much we love them before it's too late and you miss that opportunity. Now, it's not too late to get your Valentine. You got plenty of time now. You can make plans, spend time together, make sure you have a special event, or just make each other feel special. It has to work both ways, ladies and gentlemen. Love has to go both ways. You know, that's what makes it work. The magic gets in the air. Heart to Heart Radio with Christine. Just want to thank you again for joining in. I'd like to make a special announcement, I guess. I want to wish my daughter, Lisa, a happy birthday, baby. And I love you. Press 1. I'm not sure if the engineer is on the phone. We can't see anything, so if I don't get in, I just apologize. I just like to try to make it happen for you. But this is the night to make it happen. If you haven't done already, or if you, it's been a while since you've made that conversation happen and tell them the special person you love them or what they've done for you to make you love them so special. Make it happen tonight on my show. And if you're calling in from across the country, please make sure that you're doing the same thing over there, because we want to make sure that those calls are coming in, that you're getting this call, getting this invitation.
share your heart and soul. Doing those special little things, the little favors, those little send flowers, send candy, show up at your work for lunch, have something on the door when you get home, or petals on the bed, rose petals, bubble bath, warmed up and ready to go, wine and dine, prayer together, go to church, tell those people you love them, time with. Tell your family, your children. Make sure you're letting them know how special they are. You know, sometimes we forget that our children can be our Valentine. My children are my Valentine. My parents, my relatives, my friends, my family at work, all of you. I love you. And happy Valentine's. Be my Valentine, please. So many things that we've got to share, become family, and I don't think there's anybody more special than those of you who are with me on a regular basis, daily, weekly, monthly. If I can try to get any callers. You know, God asks us to love through our heart. He loves us unconditionally. And so when we look at our heart, we want to make sure that we're looking at love. Love one another. Love thy neighbor. And throughout all those quotes and inspirationals, you're going to see the word love. That's because that's what we are directed to do. Love one another. In what other way but to show each other, to tell each other. You know, there's one thing, you know, when we tell them, and it's going to be special because that's what comes out of your heart. But you want to make sure that you're touching the other person's heart tonight. And don't miss your opportunity because somebody loved them and mean it wholeheartedly because you can't take it back. You have to keep it going. And tonight I challenge you that if you don't go live on this radio show with me, Heart to Heart with Christy Vlog Radio, that Christy Love, I challenge you when you get off to make sure that you find the opportunity to tell that person or people how much you love them and appreciate them. Make sure you're reaching out and touching their heart. You reap what you sow, and they'll never know unless you tell them. And you also want to make sure no one else gets a chance to tell them if it's new, because things happen. We don't want that to happen to you. We want to give you this opportunity to share your love live on air. What more special, memorable is that? Now, some of you are taking a journey with us right now together, and I want to thank you and tell you how much I love and appreciate everything you're doing right now as a team, as a family, as everything that we just are growing together and bringing our families together. I love it. I love it. When we have new opportunities, new journeys, new pathways, God has a plan for us. We appreciate and love each chapter of our life. And so I just want to remind everyone that those people you love, maybe in that journey, in that past journey or in those chapters before, love them. Let them know that you love and appreciate them just as much. There's no one that it's too late to tell. And don't let it be too late before Valentine's Day gets here. If you make that Valentine connection, doesn't have to be more than expected, but it has to be real. What a great month this is. Some of you may have some other type of loves. And I don't mind you sharing those either, because whatever is in your heart should come out. And thank you for joining me tonight on my radio show, Heart to Heart with Christy, Vlog Radio. And I wouldn't have another way to share my evening tonight. Thank you again. If anybody just joined us, I'd like to thank you especially for getting on, making the time. You guys have options, but you chose to be here with me tonight, and I really appreciate that. It almost makes me want to go out and buy a box of those Valentine hearts. You know, the ones they have all the little messages on it, the ones you can, you know, you can either line them up and make sentences, or be my Valentine, be my heart, love you. All those are great, great things. We have so much more in our hearts to give. Mm-hmm. Tell people how, remind them of a special memory. Remind them of the friendship that brought you to where you are today. Remind them of the path that you're taking each and every day. Remind them of something they did special for you. Or vice versa. Remind them that they're the ones who gave birth to you. Or they're the parents of your parents, you know, your grandparents. But they're the ones who taught you something very special. And those are the ones we love and appreciate. Children who are going to have children, who are going to go to college. You're going to love them each and every day regardless. You know, and don't give up on those who you may not have the opportunity. Take that time today, tomorrow and the next day, and throughout this month and ongoing. Make sure that you're loving, letting people know you love them whatever way possible. Sometimes it's just as easy as leaving a note on their desk, leaving a note on the door, leaving a note on their lunch, placing it in their car, put it in the mailbox, text them. If you play video games, add it in there. Whatever way you find, make it special. Call with Heart to Heart with Christy. Get Christy Love Show. Thank you again. I just want to keep saying that throughout the show so that I make sure that any new callers that come on, since I can't do this, I want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity. Say what people want to say. Share who you are. Share who you are, where you're from. And you can also post it. I believe you can send the messages and just go ahead and post it for me. And if it's not on there tomorrow, it'll be on there the next day. But I'm pretty sure we can get that up for you. And that's another way to do it. You're welcome to go ahead and just put that on the message for me if you can't get through tonight. So many hearts out there to share, call for you tonight. And if you're thinking that, should I? Go ahead and do it. Get on that call. Be challenged. Be challenged, but be strong about it. You know, be strengthened by encouraged and get courage to tell that person you love them tonight. Sometimes we kind of freak out, don't really know what to say. Well, that's what we're going to give you, these words. I love you. Very simple tonight. But if you want to say more, you're more than welcome to. But the simple I love you means so much, so much. If you're losing a parent or grandparent, so sorry. Don't forget to say you love them, to tell them how much you care, because that's important, and you don't want to wait. Oh. And don't forget, Seize Candy. Seize Candy is always good. And if any of you find those hearts, you pull some of those out. Let me hear what some of the scenes are. Wondering if they got any new ones yet. Any new sayings? I think found some real great love quotes. And, you know, the quotes were basically about loving yourself, about loving other people, about loving who you used to be, who you are today, and loving who you're going to be in the future, where your plan is, where the pathway is, your purpose, your calling. You know, so loving that is huge in order to live that out. And then loving your husband, loving your wife, and being on the same page, and just really showing each other how much you appreciate each other, and doing things to rekindle that fire at all times, whether you're married, engaged, or boyfriend, girlfriend, and new in the relationship, sisters and brothers, whatever it is, make sure you're doing great things for each other to show your love, to show your relationship, how it grows, you know, that you care about somebody. And, you know, making sure we do great things, just, you know, it could be simple as helping somebody get through a hard time, picking them up, cheering them up. Maybe they're having a bad day, going through something. You know, that's a way of showing love. And on this National Day of Love, we want to make sure that we're expressing our love in so many ways. Thank you for being the dad of my children. Thank you for being the mom of my children. Thank you for being there for me when I need you. You know, my grandbaby's only 9 years old. My daughter's 11, close in age, and raising them like together with all my girls. We're a very close family. And my granddaughter, I have to tell you, I won't share it because she told me not to, but if you see those notes that she gives me, my daughter, the words that she say, that says at that age, wow, those are the ones that you remember forever. And I still have things from my oldest daughters, you know, all my daughters, you know, pictures, those hearts. And if you think about how they drew those hearts, they'll stick to my heart. My heart and my soul, I love you guys. I just want to also let you know I love you, my sisters, Teresa, Deborah, Tony. I love you. You guys are always there for me. We're always there together. I could never, as a baby, I thank you for everything you've ever done. And I just want to tell you I love you. And I never want to miss an opportunity to say that to any of you, to my mother, you know, my cousins, everybody. Like, there's just so much love and joy and thing about being with family. You don't always have to wait for occasions. I tell you every day. You guys are a special part of my life, and I thank you for everything you do, for caring me and my girls and hearing us through times and being there. And I can pick up the phone with you guys anytime, so I thank you. And I thank God. I thank God for giving me my friends, my family, my spirit, my faith, my hope, my dreams. God for my friends, my family, my children. God for my job. I love you so much, and I thank you just for letting me to be me. I know that you make no mistakes, and I'm perfect just the way I am. I love me. And so I want each of you to love yourself from the head, top of your head to the bottom of your feet. God has made you perfect, for his love is unconditional with you. And so that in itself is something to just be proud of and to be excited about, because you don't have to worry about anybody else's figure, you know, color of your hair. You know, you do whatever you'd like to do. Love yourself. Because you are awesome. You're beautiful. You're perfect just the way you are. And I'm not being able to see anything on the screen, so I might have to end a little early this evening because I can't see it. But I just want to thank you all for joining me, and I really apologize because I'm not able to hear you. Please leave messages either there on my Facebook. And I will pick it up. My internet's not going through. So there's no special time that I would have more than love to sit here and talk to each one of you and to hear your hearts. And I'm not able to do that if I can't click you in. But feel challenged. Feel blessed. Let the Spirit move you into telling that person you love them tonight. Man, I wish I could do this right now. Yes, I still can. I can't do it. I love you. I love you so much. And thank you, guys. Like I said, you could have been anywhere else tonight on this call, but you chose to spend this quality time with me to get these special moments out. Don't miss those opportunities. And thank you for joining me tonight with Heart to Heart with Christy, Blog Talk Radio. And we'll archive this, and we'll come back to the same subject. It's not the end of it. It's just the beginning. And I thank you. Love you. Be my Valentine. All right. Good night.
Yeah, thanks for joining me. Thanks for joining me tonight. This is Christy, Heart to Heart with Christy, Blog Talk Radio Show. And I just want to welcome you back to the second half. Tonight we're going to be discussing or sharing the special moments on love. It's National Love Month, National Love Day. And we want you to tell somebody special tonight how much you love them, or just to say the words, I love you. And then I want you to ask someone to be your Valentine. Now, it could very well be the same person, and that's okay. In fact, that's great. But make sure that the words I love you are coming out today and opportunity. And if you're joining on right now for the first time, thank you. If you're joining me for the second time, you heard a lot tonight. I shared about your heart and your soul, your mind, and we're going to give you the opportunity tonight to reach out, and for whatever reason you haven't been able to, we don't want you to miss that special opportunity, whether it's a fiancé, a new relationship, your children, your parents, grandparents. We want to give you the opportunity to tell them on air, live, how much you love them or what they did, so much about them. And I want to give you the opportunity that to start preparing for someone to be your Valentine. You know, sometimes it's too late to go back and say I love you. Sometimes we're challenged, we have fears, we're not sure how other people react. Get that all the way tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to reach out and tell somebody you love them. And from your heart, from your soul, you know, I want to start it off again by telling my mother I love you. Jenny, I love you so much for everything. Thank you for everything you've done for me, for raising me, my sisters. I want to immediately go to my sisters, Deborah, Teresa, Tony. I love you with all my heart, sisters. And because of you, I am who I am today. Supporting me and for being my best friends as well. The journey of life is would never, ever be the same without you. And I always look forward to spending time with you. Thank you for being my sisters and my friends. And love all your family. And I want to thank and tell my daughters that I love them. Janae, Salisa, Angelise, Kaylani. I just want to tell you guys I love you. Mom loves you forever. You guys are my heart, my soul. I'm blessed to have you. My life will never be the same without you. And I look forward to everything we have from this point out of your life. Everything you've given me in the past, it can never be replaced. I really want to tell my grandbabies I love you so much. Alaya, Davina, Josiah. You guys are my heart. You're my new future. And everything I do is for everyone I mentioned. My families, my tias, my aunts and uncles, I love you. Cousins. And special shout out to those at work who are getting on, because you guys are my friend, my journey. The last 20-something years, I want to tell you how much I love you, because we have gone through so much, and we stay as a family. And you're there through any trials. I love you so much. I continue to love you. And if I didn't, I wouldn't look forward to coming to work today or every day. My friends James and Dwayne and all your other friends that have been walking these new journeys with me, I just really want to thank you. I'm blessed to have you. I'm so blessed to have you guys in my life. And look forward to everything God's given us. And I want to thank God. I want to thank God because He loves me unconditionally. God loves you unconditionally, ladies and gentlemen. And God, thank you for joining me on Heart to Heart with Christy Radio Show tonight. There's so much that I just want to pour out, but I want to give you guys the opportunity to share who you love tonight. Tell them you love them. Live on the air. Set off your minds or even holding that in. Don't let it pass you tonight. Let them know how much you love them. And if you're ready for Valentine's Day, ask somebody to be your Valentine. It could be anybody. Somebody you really want to be your Valentine. And as I said earlier, get ready to buy the chocolates. Get ready to get the rose petals for the bath water across the bed, bubble bath. Get ready for dinner or a movie or just holding each other. Get ready for those heart-to-heart moments. This is National Love Day, ladies and gentlemen. And we need to hold on to that and use this as a tool, a guide, an opportunity to tell the one you love how you feel. And
be my Valentine. I appreciate each and every one of you for being on the show with me. It's special for me. Mm-hmm. If there's anyone on the call right now, but before I finish, let me just finish thanking God, because God, like I said, He loves us unconditionally. And I want to thank you, God, for my family. Thank you for the life you're giving me. And I want to thank you for the journey that I'm taking, for my heart, my soul, and the passion that I have for the work I'm doing. Father, you are the creator. You have made us perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, you are perfect. God has made you very perfect in every way. Don't worry about your size, your shape, your form, hair color, lip style. You're perfect. God loves us unconditionally. That's the kind of love we want to follow. And if you're going to love somebody, we want you to love like a child. Love your neighbor. God shows us. He tells us how to do it. And in your faith, please, love unconditionally. I want to take a time now to go to the line. Again, you're joining us on Christie, Heart to Heart with Christie. National Love Day. You tell somebody you love them. Ask somebody to be your Valentine. And I ask you, be my Valentine. If you want to, if you would like to speak, please press 1. And the engineer will get you on the phone. I'd love to hear from you.
Hello, Christy?
Yes.
Christy Love, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Who's this?
This is Dwayne calling from San Diego. Oh. And, I was listening to your segment, and I really started kind of contemplating on love a little bit. And, for me, love, trying to show someone love has always been, I say, challenging. And reason being is because I've been the type of person who never really had a whole lot of money, So being able to try to do some of the things for a person, take them to the show, the concerts, and do different things like that that cost money, that's something that I haven't been able to do often. So being able to show my love for someone, it usually comes in different ways, different forms, by way of the fruit of my labor, trying to find different creative ways to also express my love and show my love. And so I just wanted to share that.
Dwayne, thank you so much. And you said it. It comes from your heart. It comes from your soul. Mm-hmm. That's real love. When you can give back and show in any way possible, that counts more than anything. Because people feel what you say if it's genuine. And your fruits, your fruits will bear more fruits. And it's not about money, Dwayne. It really isn't. You got it. It's about love. How do you feel? If you each other, look into their eyes and be real, it's just, how do we love somebody? How do we show them what makes them feel good and vice versa? It's really important. And you hit it on the nose. You're doing that. And I know whoever you love, that they're going to accept that no matter what. And they're going to share that love back with you. You can't ask for anything more than that, but to be real. And do you have anybody in mind? Is there anything else you wanted to add? Any special thoughts on your Valentine? Any shout out?
Okay. For Valentine's?
It doesn't have to be for Valentine's. It can be tell somebody you love them. It could be mom, dad, it could be your wife, your fiance, whoever. Friend. Love comes in relationships. That's what love comes out of, building that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes. First of all, I'd like to give a shout out to my family. I definitely want to let them know that I love them. You know, first of all, starting with my parents. You know, I'm blessed to still have my parents in my life today, and I'm very grateful for that. I also want to give a shout out to my sister, my older sister, and my brother, my nieces, my nieces Tabitha, my niece Samaya, also my niece Kenya, my nephews as well, my nephew little Kelly and my nephew Zaid. And I also want to give a special shout out to a woman that's special to me. Her name is Twat. And, you know, those are people that are close to me today. And, you know, I have also friends that are very special to me today, which are far from few, very few friends. But, you know, they know who they are, and I've, you know, expressed that to them. And just, you know, want to give a shout out to them and let them know that I, let all of them know that I love them and that I care about them greatly.
Thank you so much for sharing it.
Dwayne, did you find that to be a little difficult, or did you think that just was natural for you to come out? Because I think you did an absolutely fabulous job. And I think that we'd love to hear that.
Yeah, well, for me, you know, sometimes telling, particularly people, a lot of people in my family, it's very mm-hmm. difficult to tell them that I love them, you know.
Right.
My family is, you know, it has, you know, a lot of ups and downs. It's all family that we go through together. And, you know, I find it at times difficult telling people in my family that I love them. Mm-hmm. And do you have any suggestions, Christy Love, on what I might be able to do, or some things that might be able, you know, that will, you know, some suggestions you might be able to give to me and, mm-hmm. and making mm-hmm. things a little bit more easier to express to folks that I love them?
You know, I want to applaud you, because that is a first step already, Dwayne. I mean, that's huge, and that's what this call is about tonight. Is how do mm-hmm. we just, you know, get through those challenges and let people know we really love them. And, just want to congratulate you on that first. And like I said, you can write a note. You can put a sticky on the refrigerator. You can put it on the door. You can put it on the car. You can put it in the mailbox. You can put it on the front door. Put it on the Adler desk. You can leave a message. I think the cutest things are things that we do personal, because it's our personal touch. And it's far from the, well, I'd rather not text, because I like the personal contact, and I think those emotions come out. So, you know, as far as other people, I say like rose petals, like I said, on the bed, and snacks, and just set up, you know, what they like, the favorites, wine, champagne, bubble baths. You know, just setting out something special. Might be a favorite movie, but the care enough to do it tells a story in itself, Dwayne. So, I mean, that's what I would offer.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. And Dwayne, when you see them, and especially the ones that are harder to, you know, to say that for whatever reason, do me a favor, challenge yourself. I want to challenge you to reach out and give them a hug and tell them you love them. Not a shake on the hand, not a half a second, tell you love them. You don't want to miss that opportunity. You know, and sometimes it's too late and for whatever reason. And that sticks with us. Those are the things that hurt the most, because we never took the time. And tonight I challenge anyone else on the phone to speak and let someone know you love them. You're on Heart to Heart with Christy Love, Blog Talk Radio Show, and today is National Love Day. And thank you, Dwayne, so much. To hear who you love and who you'd like to ask to be your Valentine tonight. If there's a caller on the phone, on the line, please press 1.
I hope I didn't scare anybody away on the first one, first call, but if you're listening, and with your mind, with your body, with your soul, your actions make a difference. And today I challenge those on the call who may not be ready to make that statement live on the air. I challenge you to go back, and whether it's your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your husband, your wife, your child, your family member, a coworker, whether it's yourself, to God, you know, I challenge you today and tomorrow and throughout the month. Don't wait. You can do it every day. But I challenge you to reach out. Tell those people you love how you feel. Tell them what you knew you like to get together, or show some kind of compassion that you really want to let them know how you feel. And there's nothing more than expressing it in so many ways. Everybody's different, you know. But I tell you what, everybody loves to hear those three words, those magical words, I love you. Be my Valentine. To me, those three things are all in the same. But I love you is powerful, because that's what God has given to us. That's what, you know, your faith has always been first. Love thy neighbor, love myself, love my sister, love my brother. Love like a child, unconditional. Our hearts are filled with love, and that's how we are able to be moved through the Spirit. You know, we're guided through our hearts. And, you know, we're not perfect when it comes to human being human. Sometimes our words. But God is an awesome God. He's perfect, and he forgives us. And through our hearts, lets us know he loves us. And, you know, we have a purpose and a calling. And through our hearts, through our minds, our bodies and souls, we need to let those people know that we love them. And as we start to peel back those layers that might be out there of fear, of hurt, we want to make sure we're mending those. Those relationships are huge, people. Ladies and gentlemen, you are awesome. God has made you perfectly just the way he created you. He's made no mistakes. Your heart is as big as my size. No matter if I'm 5 foot and you're 10 feet, our hearts are the same size. But that's how much love he's given to each of us the same, to use the same, to flow the same. Our hearts, the blood runs to our heart. Why? Because that's what we have to use to show others how much we love them. And doing the things like Dwayne said, just showing how we feel by our actions, by our emotions, by gestures, you know. If I pray with you, if I go to church with you, if I live with you, I love my family. I want to give a shout-out to my daughter, Salisa. Happy birthday, baby. I love you. To Fernando, happy birthday, honey. I love you. My grandbabies, I love them so much. Aliyah, Davina, and Josiah, I love you. My kids, my parents, and Elise, Kiwani. You know, Janine and Salisa, my sisters, everyone, I love you guys so much. And because of you, this is the work I do today. Because I want to make a difference for our families, for our communities, for my friends. Tracy, Crystal, all you guys at work, I love you so much. You made my life such a difference. I tell you I love you, but I tell you tonight in a special way, I love you for always supporting what I do, for always being there. And for making my life your life, and vice versa. I'll be here for you forever, you know. And it goes, you know, like you said, you have friends. There's more than that, but I love them. I love them. You know, everybody has a place in my heart. And Louise, thank you so much. And is there any other calls? Anybody to jump in? Just want to take a 2 minute break. I'm just going to play some music, and I think I'm going to put on Can I Live? And just listen to that for a moment. It touches my heart every time I hear it. And ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for hanging in there with me tonight. You could have been anywhere, but you chose to be here with me on the Heart to Heart with Christy, Get Christy Love Show, National Love Day. And I love you. Be my Valentine. Thank you. I'll be right back. Is there any way we get Canada to play for a minute? Okay.
Thank you.
I'm not sure. We're getting this to go through right, but I would love to hear some of those expressions. I'd like you to express yourself. And again, I challenge you that if you make this, you know, come live on the air and share your feelings and your emotions, there's nothing more memorable or special than hearing that. You know, if you didn't invite someone on the call to hear it, it'll be on the archives. So you can still open the blog site and share it with them. You know, if you'd like me to do that in some way, you can always go to message me, and I'll be glad to help out any way I can. But,
Happy game, one day, she's mine.
Wow, what a beautiful song. You know, we have a special opportunity right now, a special chance in our life to just be real, able to touch someone else's heart tonight. And I'm hoping that in some of my words that I'm able to touch yours, because like I said, you could have chosen anything else to do, but you're on the call. You're on with my show tonight. And as I'm taking this journey, I think about how important that really is and really means a lot to me. And I really appreciate each of you. So take this opportunity, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, take this opportunity. Don't let it pass you. To make those I love you. Making sure make those connections. Build those relationships. If they're already built, keep building them. Don't stop. You know, our love never stops. It grows. And from the moment you meet someone, you just continue to build those bridges and fill the gaps and learn about each other and learn to love everything about them, the cultural differences, the different things that we like to do, the different things that we like to say. Appreciate everything and love you unconditionally. That's so important. Ladies and gentlemen, take the challenge. Take the challenge and tell somebody you love them. They might be waiting for it to say it back, you know, but let them be where they're at. And, you know, most of the people love you already. And so it's a special to have somebody tell you you love them. For somebody to tell me they love me, you know. And it is true. You know, most people will show you how much they love you. They do great gestures. They want to spend quality time with you. You know, find out what you like, and they try to make sure that that happens, that they're showing, you know, showing you things, showing that they have interest. But don't pass that opportunity, not one opportunity, to tell them I love you, to hug them heart to heart. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Heart to Heart with Christy, Get Christy Love Show tonight, and I thank you. And National Love Day. And that means national. So if you're on the call and you're out in Atlanta, if you're out in Chicago, if you're in Washington, if you're Canada, I mean, wherever you are, this is for you. And I challenge you as well. You don't have to be here in San Diego to be on the air. We want you on the air. We want to hear you say the same words. Don't let that opportunity pass. From my family in Chicago, I love you so much. You know, Regina, Kathy, and Naomi, Elijah, I love you. I love you unconditionally. You know, I don't have the opportunity to say that much. You know, I just thank you for being in my life. Father, with Ted, I love you. I love you, Dad. You know. Never too late to tell somebody you love them, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be shy. Have the courage. Have the spirit that needs to come out. Because that person that you love needs you to tell them. You need to feel that exit to be able to accept it. You know, sometimes you'll see miracles happen immediately. You know, and it's a good feeling ourselves to let us know we let it go. The memories that we have, share them again, relive them. What made you come to loving that person? Wow, just sharing good times, old times, so much to do. Is there any other callers?
This crush on you, 'cause if she knew tonight was a close call. We was at the mall, she was at the mall. She was trying to make a phone call, but baby, luckily, she was so involved. She would have flipped on both of us, but shot to us, no stopping us. That's how I'm not gonna let you know. Peace out, I got a
freaky love affair on the low, low. Girl, we can't let no one know what we do behind closed doors. Call it a hurt her back, knowing that I know her mother.
I like that. I like that.
Thank you.
You know, it's a time for romance, ladies and gentlemen. Love is in the air. Great month. Little chilly outside. Get those warm blankets. Get that hot chocolate or that coffee. Those chocolates. Go to See's Candy. Romance is in the air. You know, I have to tell you, there's nothing that more than suddenly together and listening to someone who loves me. Have dinner together, read a book together, smile in the sunshine, and look at green shows. Everybody likes that green. Be my Valentine. And I mentioned earlier that they have a candy. They all have messages on them. I love you. My Valentine. Kiss me. I was wondering if anybody got any of those things. And so many. It works on them. You know, I was the same one.
I've got to have all your love.
Be prepared to tell them in person. When you're picking a song out, make sure you're picking one that reminds you that they will remember was at a special moment together. And because songs say a whole lot when you listen to them, and it'll take you right back to that place. A place and a time. It may be the park. Maybe it was a picnic that they took you to. Whatever it was that brought you to where you are today, and that's what you think of. Face that love, face that, both those feelings and emotions that you have. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. And I love you very much, and happy Valentine's. Be mine, and have a great night. Thank you for joining me. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did. I'd love to hear your voices. I'd love to hear you call back. We'll be on tomorrow at 9 o'clock again. And this topic can continue throughout the month in addition to what we have. If there's any birthdays that are going on tonight, I'd like to wish you a happy birthday. And if there's anyone you'd like to pray with, I'd like to close out the show with prayer and do that at every show. So if you would like to do a prayer for anybody, press 1 on your phone and we'll get a prayer going. Father, I'd like to pray tonight. Father, I want to thank you so much for just being the creator, Father, for loving us all unconditionally. Father, you're an awesome God, and we know that each and every day you guide us through our hearts, our bodies, our soul, through our spirits. Father, I pray tonight that those who love somebody and haven't just found the words or the way to get them out, Father, that you give them the opportunity tonight to get in their heart, Father. Have them to have the courage to get out there and mend those relationships. Father, through you, we learn that there's unconditional love. We learn to love like children. Father, love thy neighbor, to just teach us to love each other, you know, so that we're on the same path and that love can be returned. Father, don't have fear. Let's not have fears, because we all deserve to be loved. You love us. We love you. And Father, I ask that you reach out and help those that are going through heartache and pain of a family member. Father, for anybody going through marital problems, mend those relationships, Father. Mend the hearts, Father. Father, for our children, give them heart of gold, Father. Let them speak to other youth. Let us grow together. Father, I ask you that everyone on this call be touched. And if anybody's going through any type of medical, emotional, physical, mental illness, Father, I ask that you touch them tonight in a special way, Father. Heal their heart and soul, but their body from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Father, I love you so much, and I thank you for this opportunity to even pray with them. I love you so much. Amen. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, that's it.
La 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 la. Divine is what your name should be. With your beauty you can part the Red Sea. You're as precious as some real rare silk. And baby, when the eyes touched, it was hard to bear.
Everything I say, speak, girl, you know it's true.
Please believe it. Hey,
girl, I'll give my life, girl, I'll sacrifice everything I have for you.
This whole world, I'll give it to you.
Baby, you're incredible. Your body's so remarkable, and your sex is so sensational.
That's what you are to me. You're my mission, and you're summoned to me. Don't need no damn jury. Even Ray Charles can see. You best report.
Report to my bedroom, baby.
Right now. Yeah. It's time for some love making. Break out those Tony videotapes. It's time for some love, baby.
Baby, you're incredible. And your body's so remarkable.
Be my Valentine. Good night.